The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Winterver Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. It's fall, and unfortunately, that means an increase in bear encounters and attacks, to include a fatal one in Banff National Park in Alberta, Canada. Last week, a grizzly bear attacked and killed two hikers and their dog inside Banff National Park. Parks Canada officials were first notified of the bear attack around 8 p.m. on September 29th when they received an emergency alert from a Garmin InReach device. Unfortunately, a response team didn't arrive to the location of the hikers until 1 a.m., and when they did, they found two deceased individuals and their deceased dog. They also encountered the grizzly bear that was displaying aggressive behavior near them, and they euthanized the bear on site. My thanks to Outdoor Life for information for this story. Another bear attack occurred in the lower 48, where a woman was hospitalized in an encounter with a bear last Sunday near the U.S.-Canada border north of Pole Bridge in Flathead County, Montana. At about 3 p.m. on October 1st, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff were notified that a woman was attacked along the bank of Trail Creek a few miles west of the North Fork Road. The victim was on National Forest Service land with her husband and dog when the bear emerged from thick brush and attacked her. Her husband did deploy bear spray, and the bear moved away from the victim when he did. They returned to their vehicle and drove to a location where they could call emergency services. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has some advice for those of you who are in bear country, especially hunters. Number one, carry bear spray. Be prepared to use it immediately. And when it comes to carrying bear spray, make sure it is accessible. Make sure you are practiced in drawing it from the holster, removing the safety so that muscle memory goes into effect. Because if you've never done it before, being charged by a grizzly bear is not the first time you should do this. Look for bear sign and be cautious around creeks and areas with limited visibility. If you're hunting, hunt with a group of people, and making localized noise can alert bears to your presence and not surprise them. Be aware that elk calls and cover scents can actually attract bears, and bring the equipment and people needed to help field dress game and remove the meat from the kill site as soon as possible. If you need to leave part of the meat in the field during processing, hang it at least 10 feet off the ground and at least 150 yards from the gut pile. And when you return, observe the meat with binoculars. If it's been disturbed or if a bear is in the area, leave and call your local state Fish and Wildlife Agency. Good advice indeed for hunters this fall. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. Our first guest today will be Katie Luke, who's going to tell you about an organization called Hope for the Warriors and the Warriors Wish Program that is helping combat veterans with wishes so they can enjoy the outdoors. Robbie Denning, the author of a couple of great books about hunting mule deer and a host of a podcast at rockslide.com, will join us to share some last-minute scouting tips that'll work not just for mule deer, but any kind of deer you're hunting this fall. Charity Mullenweg with Major League Fishing will tell you about some invitational tournaments that you can watch on CBS Sports Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. this fall, and break down all the different tournament circuits that Major League Fishing has, because there is a lot of them. Finally, we'll talk to Dr. Tommy Floyd, the president of the National Archery in the Schools program, about this really unique program that gets school-age kids into archery and all the other benefits that come out of this program beyond shooting a bow and arrow. Better still, we've got an update about the Department of Education's decision to halt federal funding for this program. It looks like this is turning around thanks to some help from Congress. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And if you are in the market for a new rifle, well, you can't do any better than a rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. They are all built right here in the USA. They're all rugged, they're reliable, they're accurate right out of the box, and they look fantastic. There's over 200 models to choose from in terms of rifles, shotguns, and now handguns too. So check out the entire lineup at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free stickers and catalog while you're there. Next up, we've got Katie Luke on the line. She's coming at us today from North Carolina, and she works for an organization called Hope for the Warriors that does some really good things for our veterans. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start things off by having you tell folks about Hope for the Warriors. What is this nonprofit organization all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hope for the Warriors is a national nonprofit, and we are dedicated to restoring stability, strength, and community for our military families around the nation. So kind of what that looks like as far as stability goes, we have programs that focus on financial wellness, career and educational support for service members and their families. As far as strength goes, we focus on programs that involve physical and emotional wellness through like our clinical support services programs and our sports and recreational opportunities we have across the nation. And lastly, our community programs, which is what Warriors Wish falls under. We look to build communities through connection, peer-to-peer support, whether that be veteran-to-veteran or veteran-to-service member, just engagement and mentorship programs. So we encompass a broad goal is just improving quality of life for veterans and their families.
So do you serve all veterans, or is it just like combat vets or post 9/11 combat vets?
We are post 9/11 combat veterans. We do have some programs that don't need combat service involved, but mostly our community is post 9/11.
Understood, and that's great. Now let's talk about the Warriors Wish program that you're involved with. Go ahead and tell me what this is about.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Warriors Wish program, we like to focus on improving quality of life beyond recovery for service members. So a veteran will come to us and request a wish, and that wish we like to look with a singular goal is to create a better quality of life. So whether that be adaptive equipment requests, hobbies, so they can improve their quality of life, for example, like a shed and woodworking tools for veterans who like to woodwork. We have e-bikes, exercise equipment, treadmills. A veteran wanted kayaks to get out in nature. So we just look to improve the veteran's quality of life. That's our main goal with the Warriors Wish program.
Now, I know some programs that have wishes, like Make-A-Wish program, they don't do hunting. But Hope for the Warriors, with the Warriors Wish program, does do hunting. And recently, a veteran named Theo Golden, who spent a couple of tours in Iraq, was helped out by your program.
Yeah, so Theo came to us and put in an application to our Warriors Wish program. And his request was an Oracle Stealth crossbow. So he had some physical injuries from his time in service that made hunting with a regular bow, that, you know, that pull back, much more difficult physically on his body. But he knew he loved to be out in the woods. It improved his PTSD, his mental health, and he really wanted to get active again in veteran organizations and hunting. So he requested a crossbow that had some adaptations to fit his needs, and that's what he requested from our organization, and he was approved of that wish, and it was granted to him this summer.
That is fantastic. Another veteran you helped out lives in Kansas, and she got, what, a side-by-side, and she also loves to hunt?
Yeah, Sherry, she's actually in Missouri. She is an Army veteran, and she has a farm, and she requested a side-by-side all-terrain vehicle. She had a lot of goals with on her farm for this machine. I know she hosts a veteran, female veteran support group. They do, like, campfires, and she had a lot of goals. So, yes, last year we granted her a UTV so she could fulfill, you know, her goals beyond just, you know, her basic farm needs.
Well, this sounds absolutely fantastic. And folks, Hope for the Warriors has actually granted nearly 253 wishes, totaling more than $2.5 million. For our post 9/11 combat vets. And if you want to help out or get involved, or if you are a post 9/11 combat vet and you want to make a wish, the website to go to is hopeforthewarriors.org. That's hopeforthewarriors.org. Katie, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m., featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Charity Muhlenweg on the line. She's with Major League Fishing. We got some very interesting news for you. Major League Fishing's 2023 Tackle Warehouse Invitationals are now airing on CBS Sports every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Charity, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, I've wanted to have somebody on from Major League Fishing for a while now. I had Joe, your coworker, on, but it's been a bit. And I want to let our listeners know a little bit about Major League Fishing. I think everyone's aware of your competitor, BASS. But Major League Fishing started back in 2016, and it's not just one tournament circuit. You've got a whole bunch of them, don't you?
We do. We have six total circuits now, ranging from high school all the way up through weekend anglers up to our Bass Pro Tour, which is our most prestigious circuit.
Why don't you run through these circuits? So you mentioned the high school one, but what else do you have?
Yeah, so we have the high school fishing, obviously, is our lowest circuit where high school anglers all across the country are fishing with us. Then they can move into our Abu Garcia college fishing circuit, kind of the same thing. They fish through their university, and they have lots of paths of advancement up, you know, to the other circuits through all of these. From there is the Phoenix Bass Fishing League, which is our basically weekend anglers, our grassroots, and we have hundreds of those tournaments all over the country and different regional events all around. And then from there goes up to our Toyota Series, which is kind of our, what I would say, semi-pro. You know, they can qualify into the Toyota Series from the other leagues up through. That moves into the Tackle Warehouse Invitationals, which you were just referencing, that is airing now on CBS Sports for this year. And then up to our Bass Pro Tour, which is our most prestigious circuit. And then in with all of that, those are our six main circuits. And then we do also have the General Tire Team Series, which used to be the MLF Cup, and that's where we actually started. That first one was actually filmed in 2011, so it goes back a little bit farther, and I think those started airing in 2012. And those just last year kind of transitioned over. They were just cup events. They were shot in the dark. They were not live streamed. They weren't, you know, no one knew where we were. They were just filmed for production. And now, as of this year, or last year, those turned into team sports. So now we have three-man teams on the General Tire Team Series that are shot in the dark and are broadcast into the next year.
Very cool.
So that's kind of a very broad overview.
All right. No, I appreciate that because it's clearly grown quite a bit since you first started. Now, one of your tournament circuits actually features catch and release versus the typical five bass weigh-in. Which one is that?
That is the Bass Pro Tour. So when we first started, like I said, we were the Cup Series. It was all shot in the dark. It was catch, weigh, and release. In 2018, they started putting together the Bass Pro Tour, and it went live at the beginning of 2019. And the Bass Pro Tour is 80 of the world's best professional anglers from across the nation, really across the world. We have a couple international anglers in that league. And so that's where we started really our live broadcast, our live touring. And that's actually when I came on with Major League Fishing was when that tour started. So it's kind of near and dear to my heart. but those anglers, they do fish on the water. And up through this year, it was catch, weigh, and release, and it was every fish count. And so it was as many fish as you could catch in your, you know, 8-hour day, and it was all live scoring every angler on the water. And those were scored real time, which is just an entirely different energy and feel when you're fishing because you're not waiting till you get back to figure out where you stand. You know right then you have 2 minutes left and you're about to lose, you know, $20,000 if you don't catch a fish. And so it's just some of our anglers have said, you know, it's the most stressful and anxiety-riddled fishing that they've ever done. Most people fish for fun, you know, and I think they enjoy it, but I just think it brings a whole different level to that tournament.
I've got to admit, though, I understand from the angler's point of view how stressful it is, but from the television viewer's point of view, it makes for great television. It's really...
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you're sitting on the edge of your seat, you're wondering if that angler's going to catch that last bass to make the cut or to go ahead and win the tournament, and it's good stuff. It takes bass fishing to a whole new level.
It does. We were talking a little bit this year, you and I, for this call about this year, and that's kind of switched just a touch. We have the Bass Pro Tour is an angler-driven league, so we have an angler board, and they are able to make decisions or bring us decisions and things, you know, they would like to share or that they would like to see changed. And obviously, it's all weighed and vetted and all of that, but this past year, they came and wanted to try the five fish limit. And so what you'll see as you start watching Bass Pro Tour, or if you're already watching the Bass Pro Tour, is that those tournaments now do have a five fish limit, but they are still weighed and immediately released on the water, and they still have the live scoring and everything. So while they're not catching 80 fish, you know, and counting 80 fish a day, or 60 fish or however many, they're still catching those fish. They're just only counting the top five. And so it's kind of changed it a little bit. It's what they wanted to see was being able to compare their sport to the other circuits and the other leagues as far as just apples to apples. And it's still a little bit different because of the live scoring. You know, I think you obviously fish different when you know what's on the line and how much time you have left and that type of thing. But so very exciting television is just a little bit of a change for us. So
I do like the fact that they're weighed in the boat and released immediately. You know, as an amateur tournament fisherman myself, and not a very good one, I might add, you'll never see me on MLF, but I know that there's definitely mortality. When you're hauling a bass in the live well all day around the lake or on the river, and you go ahead and finally weigh it in, you know, you catch it maybe 7 in the morning, weigh-in's at 3 o'clock, and then you release it. A lot of anglers don't even release it where they caught it. You know, that leads to mortality to some of these bass. And the fact that you're catching them, weighing them, and releasing them on the spot, I think that's good for the fish and good for the sport.
Yes, definitely. I do think that's definitely one of the things that we, you know, started out with for sure. Like I said, when we acquired FLW, they were, you know, the weigh-in, the typical weigh-in, which is what most of the entire sport is. So we have kept that in our lower circuits just because that's, you know, that was the history and the norm for them. We do have, I don't want to quote a number right now, but I know it's 98% above, maybe even 99%. Our mortality rate is very, very low because we try to take excellent care of the fish during the weigh-in, after the weigh-in, and, you know, try to make sure that we ensure the fishery's success as much as possible, even within that.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Tackle Warehouse Invitationals that are on CBS Sports Saturday mornings this fall at 9 a.m. How do anglers get invited to the Invitational?
Okay, so the Invitationals, that typically comes up from the Toyota Series. So as we were talking through the circuits a few minutes ago, you know, that's kind of our mid-level, the Toyota Series. They are basically an opportunity for those semi-pros to fish close to home. They have different, like, regional events all around, and so they can move up through that as much as they, you know, would like. They can fish as many of them. They could fish Toyota Series events all over the country if they would like to, or they can just fish the ones in their region. But outside of that, the top five pros from each U.S. division and the Angler of the Year standing for the Toyota Series will qualify into the MLF Invitational. So they basically qualify, you know, just by doing well in the circuit below them, move up into the next circuit.
And in terms of the payout, what does the top angler potentially win if they're in the Tackle Warehouse Invitational?
Okay, the Tackle Warehouse Invitational is up to $115,000 per event, and that's typically is an $80,000 top payout. And then we have a Phoenix MLF bonus, so if they run a Phoenix boat, and there's a lot, you know, there's some parameters to that, what year it is, that type of thing. The winner can get an additional $35,000 from Phoenix for that. So the top is up to $115,000 for winning those events. They also, with that, get an invitation to compete in Red Crest 2024, which Red Crest is the Bass Pro Tour Championship. So it is our top, most prestigious championship that we offer. And the shot to win $300,000 there.
Wow. Good stuff, folks. Good stuff indeed.
Yeah.
So tune in Saturday mornings on CBS Sports and check out Major League Fishing at 9 a.m. And if you want to find out more about Major League Fishing and all the circuits that they have, just go to MajorLeagueFishing.com. That's a website to go to, MajorLeagueFishing.com. Charity, thanks so much for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at America Outdoors Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Modern firearm deer hunting seasons are opening up all over the United States this month. And if you haven't done some scouting yet, you are definitely behind the curve. But with us here to help you out is Robbie Denning. He is the author of Big Mule Deer, How to Take the Best Buck of Your Life, and Big Mule Deer, The Stories. He also hosts a podcast, the Rock Slide Podcast, that you can hear on rockslide.com and all sorts of other podcast platforms. Robbie, great to have you on the air again.
Hey, thanks for having me back, John. Always excited to come on.
You live in eastern Idaho, and you live in a place that suffered through a very harsh winter, both eastern Idaho, western Wyoming. How is that going to affect mule deer hunting in your region this season?
Well, I can speak from experience. It's affected it a lot. In that kind of triple point of Idaho, Wyoming, and even northern Utah, kind of where they all come together. You draw a 100-mile circle, 150-mile circle around that. Man, we are down a lot in that area. I'm seeing about half the number of bucks that I usually see. And, you know, so if I, you know, place that I typically hunt, maybe I see 15, 20 bucks over a couple days. I'm seeing like 5 or 6 or 7. And the other thing I've noticed is it's just not a lot of older age class bucks. You know, it's kind of what we've learned from the good biologists out there that have studied this over the years on these hard winters. You lose, you're very young and you're very old. So all that seems to be out there right now, at least in that zone, is kind of your 2 to 3 year old bucks. And, you know, there's certainly others. I don't want to make it sound like there's none, but you know, it's the toughest year I've had since 94. I always know where there's a really good buck by, you know, early September through my scouting and everything. And I don't this year. It's the first time it's ever happened.
Wow. Well, let's talk about, I mean, obviously it's going to be tough where you're at, but there is some good mule deer hunting available throughout the western U.S. this fall. So let's talk a little bit about how to help out that hunter that's listening today that hasn't had time or the opportunity to scout yet, and they've got like a week, maybe 2 weeks at most before the season opens up. What the heck do these poor people do?
And you're right. You know, that area that I just talked about, that was severe winter. As you get out of that, more into western Idaho, eastern Oregon, eastern Washington, even a big chunk of Montana, and you know, most of Colorado and eastern Wyoming, they had decent winter conditions. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom everywhere. You know, Nevada and Utah did very well, southern Utah specifically, because they're kind of the opposite. When we have a hard winter, you know, they don't get the deep snow and the cold temperatures. They just get the water. And many of those environments are desert habitats. So it's a big boom for them. So back to your question, with a lot of these rifle seasons opening in October, there's a reason rifle seasons are in October. It's still before the rut. And the bucks are not as vulnerable. In fact, I think it's the hardest time of year to find the buck myself. And, you know, that allows the game and fish to, you know, have more hunters afield. I mean, I get it. It's just part of the game we play. But the bucks are still available, definitely. And, you know, preseason scouting, even up to the day of the season, can be a great tactic. And if you're not after, you know, the biggest buck in the world, it's not quite as critical. But, you know, if you want to fill your tag, if you want to get out of that kind of nominal 10 to 20% success rate that we see across the West on these October rifle seasons, then learning your country a couple of days ahead and really being out at daylight and dark that first hour and last hour of the day, that gives you your best chance to see deer on their feet. I always look for bucks in the more secure habitats. And what I mean by that is, you know, steeper, typically brushier. You know, the deer have all rubbed this year. Interestingly enough, they rubbed late this year. I think that was just due to the late start of antler growth. But, you know, I haven't seen a deer in velvet now for about 10 days. And so that means they're sticking closer to the cover. All the bucks I have seen, I was hunting as late as just Saturday, a couple days ago, and everything is rubbed and very close to the cover. I'm only seeing them in that first and last hour of light, unless you just get lucky middle of the day and, you know, a buck gets up to change beds and you catch him out in the opening. They're usually up for 5 minutes. It's not very long, you know, that time of day. But looking for them in the rougher, steeper country, that's typically where the bucks are going to be. Now, if you have access to, you know, private ground or very low hunter densities due to a draw tag, then sometimes the bucks will be in more vulnerable areas. If it's private ground, you know, sometimes they're around the field. And it's amazing how often that can happen. They can detect pressure. They really can. When there's not a lot of pressure, you know, they like to live easy too. But if there's pressure, lots of activity around, especially when gunfire starts, they're going to pull into those more secure habitats. So that's what I'm looking for this week up before the season, is just hopefully you know places you've already seen deer in previous years. That's the place to start always. But if you're starting cold, then just get out there in the deer country, talk to your biologist, find out, you know, what parts of the units hold deer. Units can be hundreds of square miles, yet there may only be 50 square miles of it that's actually deer country. So just knowing where that is, getting out and hiking, using your optics as much, if not more, than your feet, you should be in a good spot by opening morning, even if you haven't located the buck that you're looking for. Because, you know, these deer, every night, it's like God sticks his finger down and stirs the deer herd up. They're doing something different a little bit every day. But if you can kind of know where the deer are and where you've been seeing them, that's where you want to be opening morning.
You know, I love this advice. Number one, contacting your state DNR or fish and wildlife biologist, and especially the regional one, to get some ideas where the deer are is a great idea. And folks, most biologists, they're very helpful in that regard.
Yeah.
I contact them frequently when I cover stories, and they're always willing to share information with me. But number two, the idea of, you know, that hunter who has not had a chance to do, you know, scouting in the month ahead or in the weeks ahead, just the idea of having deer camp a couple days before opening day so you can scout a couple days and then find out where the bucks are so you can hunt them on opening morning, that's a wonderful idea. And I don't think a lot of people do that, do they?
Not really. I mean, I see it a little more than I used to. But no, most people are, you know, we're all working and everything, rolling in. They're lucky they get the tent set up before dark. And if you know your area, that can be good enough. But, you know, I'm really talking to guys that are that maybe they don't know their area or they just really want to punch that tag this year. The few days prior to the season, that's some of your best intel of the year because, you know, deer are in transition in October. They can move from high country to low country even without snow. They're typically moving from more open country to brushier country because of the things I talked about before. And so even scouting 10 days ago might not be as good as here just in the next couple of days before the season. You just got to be careful because you can spook the deer that you're trying to hunt, especially these older bucks. They are very sensitive to pressure, very sensitive to it.
And I guess that brings up another question. With the archery seasons generally run before the modern firearm seasons, does that affect the scouting you may have done prior to the archery season?
Oh, you bet. The archery season closed here Saturday, and when you and I were texting back, I was on the hill. You know, I hunted till almost dark on the last day of the season, so obviously that scouting information is golden to me. I know exactly where I left off. So if you're able to archery hunt, yeah, that's some of the best information that you're going to have. If you weren't, you know, just remember, like I said, they're sensitive to pressure. As long as there's a gap between when the archery season closes and the rifle season opens, and most of the time there is, they don't usually end one day and open the next day. Those deer heal up pretty fast. You know, you give them 3-4 days, 5 days, a week with no pressure on them, they'll return to normal activity. And some archery seasons are so lowly hunted, you know, there's just not much participation. You don't even have to worry about it. But if it's been, you know, I can think of places in Utah where the archery season is like crazy busy, you know, same in Colorado. And, you know, sometimes those deer need a little bit of time to heal up. And so that break between seasons can really help.
We're going to have to leave it at that. But, folks, if you want to improve your hunting game when it comes to mule deer in particular, get one of Robbie's books. There's Big Mule Deer, How to Take the Best Buck of Your Life, and Big Mule Deer, The Stories. You can purchase them at rockslide.com. That's ROKslide.com. You can also get them at Amazon.com as well and other places too. And what is the name of your podcast exactly? Is it Rock Slide or something else?
It's actually the Rock Slide Podcast, and the official name on all the platform is Rock Cast, and that's spelled ROKCAST, ROK, no C. That we spell it the cool way. So Rockcast, search it on all your platforms. It's me and several other hosts. It's slanted towards mule deer, but we talk about a lot of topics on there. We'd love to have people over. It's a free podcast. Jump on there and you can learn more about mule deer hunting and all things Western big game hunting.
All right. That's Rockcast, the podcast. And check out rockslide.com too. Robbie, thanks so much and good luck in the season ahead.
Thank you, John. Always appreciate you, buddy.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from Worksharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for Worksharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorksharpTools.com. That's WorksharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Dr. Tommy Floyd on the line. He is the president of the Natural Archery in the Schools program, and we want to tell you a little bit more about this program that is in schools all around the nation. Dr. Floyd, welcome to the show.
John, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about our program and to meet you and share with your listeners. Thank you.
Let's talk about the NASP, as it's known for short. Tell our listeners what this program is all about.
The National Archery in the Schools program is a 21-year-old program. We're a nonprofit that began in Kentucky. Since 2002, we have involved over 21 million students in grades 4 through 12. We are an in-school program, meaning that in order to call yourself a NASP school, you must agree to at least a 10-hour minimum of in-school instruction sometime during the year. We operate in 49 states, several Canadian provinces, several other countries. We have 1.3 million students in the last season. Now that school has begun, we're just getting ready to see schools begin shooting sometime soon, October, November. Some of our PE classes, of course, have already had archery instruction, and we're really excited to be at the beginning of a school year.
Let's go back to 2003. You were a high school principal at that time in Kentucky, and you have a great story about the girl in the purple bandana. Why don't you share that with us?
Thank you. I'm very happy. It's a great story. It's a true story, and it's also one that I've seen played out many times since. So I was a high school principal, and a best friend of mine and I decided to jump in and become trained in NASP. We became basic archery instructors, and we offered the program district-wide in our school system for elementary, middle, and high school students. We probably ended up with 20-some. One thing I noticed early was that a lot of the students that showed up had a real genuine interest in archery, but they had never had any archery experience. I can tell you today that 66% or two-thirds of our current participants say that they have no archery experience when they meet NASP. But what was so unique here was that I had some really shy students who didn't have much to say. They were very subdued, and they were always really pleasant and wonderful, but they were just maybe a little bit shy. Go ahead a couple of months later, and archery practice had begun. We have become very used to each other two or three nights a week. We've begun practicing for the future state tournament, which was to be held that year. And beyond the fact that the students all began to shoot much better, I noticed right off the bat that many of them were becoming very outspoken in their ability to explain how much they enjoyed archery, is so much that this particular young lady became basically the advocate for what we were doing with archery at our school. She almost came out of her shell, if you would. She went from being a shy, subdued person to
someone who couldn't wait to tell someone else, student or adult, how great it was to shoot the Genesis bow and how much she enjoyed archery. Even a better end of that story is she went on to be one of our first state champions in high school. And as much as I would love to tell you that that's the greatest part of the story about her being the first state champion, probably what it did for her interpersonal skills and her ability to communicate with others is even a better story. Again, as I said, one that I've seen played out again and again. As I travel now as president or before as vice president or any of my other roles before as NAST, the recurring theme that I hear from parents, grandparents, guardians, foster parents, they say the same thing. This thing involves kids and it gets their attention and they enjoy it so much. They want to talk about it at home. They want to talk about it at school. They tell you what all it does. They tell you how they're shooting. They talk about their teammates. They talk about their coach. In other words, my child, grandchild, et cetera, has become engaged. We know that based on our last survey that 58% of our participants say that NAST helped them connect with their school. 40% of them say that NAST was a deciding factor in academic achievement. It actually was a motivator for them to do better in the classroom. And for educators, an engaged student and a motivated academic student are two things that every educator needs to know about the National Archery in Schools program. It isn't just about shooting at a target. It's about helping kids.
This is a great story. And, folks, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Dr. Tommy Floyd. He is the president of NASP, also known as the National Archery in the Schools program. And your program has made the news in recent weeks because the Department of Education under the Biden administration has decided to withhold funding to programs like yours and trap shooting programs in high schools because they involve quote-unquote dangerous weapons. And we had Brian Lynn on from the Sportsman's Alliance a few weeks ago to talk about this issue and how he believes the Department of Education is misinterpreting this safety act that was passed by Congress. But I understand Congress is trying to right the ship and get the funding back. Tell us what's going on.
Well, sir, I know that your listeners probably already understand that the Bipartisan Safe Communities Act was simply an effort by Congress to do something to bolster student safety in light of the terrible tragedies that occurred in our country with the school shootings. There was language included, and about May, I began to get communications from many sources when one of our states had asked about the use of ESEA funds or Elementary and Secondary Act funds. Secondary Education Act funds. These funds were one of the fund types that they were considering using to fund a portion of their NASP efforts in their school district. Now, what your listeners may not understand is that schools rely on a number of different funding mechanisms. They have local funding, they have state funding, and then they have federal funding. This particular question came, can we utilize federal funding in a shooting sports program, and the guidance from the education department was, no, you can't. And you can't because our interpretation is that the equipment that is used in that program would fall under dangerous weapons and therefore is prohibited by the current language. So during May, during June, during July and August, an enormous amount of communication took place. We received communication. We talked to lots of folks in the media. We talked to lots of folks in the House and the Senate. We talked to lots of conservation groups. And I'm happy to say that as of this morning, it looks like that the measure that would be required to correct, right the ship, as you said, but to change the ability of the language interpretation would be in H.R. 5110, which went through the House with almost unanimous, only one dissenting vote. And it went through the Senate in a consent agenda format. It is simply amazing that a shooting sports prohibition, what it affected, seemed to galvanize so many people in the House and the Senate. I think it's a great example of what's really, really important. You have a program which affects kids all over the nation. We didn't look at this as a political issue, and I say that because we had bipartisan support, obviously, to get to where we are today. You had people in all walks of life and both parties and both sides of the aisle and all across the nation all talking about the same thing, the benefits of what the shooting sports do for kids. We love to say in NAST that the bow doesn't care what you look like,
or where you live. All students need success. And, John, we have students participating in our program who are physically challenged, emotionally challenged, academically challenged. They all find success by participation. Our elected officials obviously understood that. They fought for the language to be included, and now that language in the form of a congressional-approved 5110 is headed for the president's desk. And we could not be more grateful to the many conservation organizations, all of the DNR leadership, AFWA, and so many others who fought and pushed and kept this flame hot across the United States to get this done. We know that school administrators out there who try to utilize local, state, and federal funds are trying to do the best job they can so that they can adequately plan a budget. And any time that they would hear guidance that you can't do something, they're going to make sure that they wait until they know that the green light is given. So what we were concerned about was that students that might be on the verge of getting to experience in-school archery might not get to do that this year. But it looks like now, being that October is upon us, that the future looks good for students who might be able to experience it. That might have been on hold during this process over the summer and early fall. So we're just so grateful to so many.
Well, this is great news. We are out of time, but folks, if you want to find out more about the National Archery in the Schools program, go to the following website, naspschools.org. That's naspschools.org. And if your school is not participating, contact your administrators at that school and see if they can bring it to your school, too. Dr. Tommy Floyd, thank you so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.
And on that note, it is time to go. But here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead and that you are enjoying this wonderful month of October that offers so much in terms of outdoor recreation. Here's hoping you get to enjoy all of it. After all, it is your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden offering America's unwavering support to Israel following that attack earlier today by Hamas terrorists.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back. We'll make sure that they have the help their citizens need and they can continue to defend themselves.
The president says the world today has witnessed appalling images involving many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage by Hamas. Just days after Israel marked the holiest of days in the Jewish calendar. It's unconscionable.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this is an act of war and Israel will react accordingly. In the meantime, Israeli officials say at least 200 people, soldiers and civilians, have been killed. Also at townhall.com, Iowa Democrats proposing a workaround to keep their first-in-the-nation presidential voting status. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Late last year, President Biden announced that South Carolina would be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season, leaping ahead of Iowa and New Hampshire. But Iowans want to keep their leadoff spot, so the state's Democratic Party has announced it will hold a caucus on January 15th, but it will be a meeting only. Presidential voting for the Democrats will instead be held by mail throughout January and February, and the results won't be released until early March. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S.-Mexico border and immigration creating both political and security challenges for President Biden, and even some of his top allies now worried those issues' effects on his reelection chances. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Cigna Group paying the government big bucks. John Scott explained.
The health insurance provider will pay more than $172 million over claims it gave the federal government inaccurate Medicare Advantage diagnosis codes in order to inflate reimbursement. The Justice Department says the case centered around allegations that the company violated the False Claims Act by submitting and not withdrawing inaccurate and untruthful codes. The department says Cigna falsely certified in writing that its data was truthful. John Scott reporting.
UAW says it will not expand strikes against Detroit's Big Three after GM making a breakthrough concession on unionizing electric vehicle battery plants. Union President Sean Fain saying late yesterday that additional plants around the nation could be added later. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Looking for something to add to your cart at Costco?
How about a bar of gold? While not a typical outlet for the sale of precious metals, the members-only warehouse chain has seen its one-ounce gold bars sell out faster than discounted 170-ounce jugs of laundry detergent. CFO Richard Galanti says the one-ounce gold bars sold exclusively online are typically gone within hours of appearing on Costco's website.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting there is a two-bar limit per member, although 1 or 2 ounces of gold won't have a huge impact on diversifying one's investment portfolio. Wall Street numbers for yesterday. The Dow finished the week gaining 288 points for the day. S&P 500 added 50, the NASDAQ up 211. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
So, Elsie.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Vizsla a bit too vibrant? Does your rescued Siamese kitten have you totally stumped? Are your Great Danes acting maybe not so great? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're a bit confused about your dog or cat or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet lifestyle show, pet behavior. So hop up on my couch, bring that furry little buddy with you. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Walt. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, no doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog's behavior, maybe they're jumping, they're digging, your cat scratched your favorite chair, woke you up in the middle of the night, refuses to use the litter box, doesn't get along with the new cat that came into the house, get the idea? If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. I will help you resolve any issues that you may be having with your pet, as I said, or any issues they may be having with you. If you're new to the show or regular to the show, let me just remind everyone that everybody that calls into The Pet Show and actually gets to talk to me live on the air today will, in fact, get a fabulous, fabulous gift. Not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you with those adoring eyes as I speak. And if you're new to the show, let me just remind everyone, I'm not giving away biscuits here. Many of the items I give away on The Pet Show are worth $30, $40, $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. So if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, or if you just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued, or perhaps a dog or cat that rescued you, I love to hear those stories from my listeners, and I'll tell you why. Every time someone calls it one of those success stories, it really encourages other people to say, you know what, I was thinking about a dog or cat, but you know what, better yet, I'm going to go to the shelter, I'm going to go to a rescue, and I'm going to save a life. So I'd love to hear from you guys. As I said, if you call in and we talk, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 8255. Plenty of time for your calls, and as I said, lots of great stuff to give away on the show. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, by now you all know that chances of me getting through all my subjects are pretty limited because your questions and your comments are, in fact, my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd love to discuss with you guys today. Number one, does your dog bark nonstop when you walk him and he sees another dog? You know, it's kind of, hear me answer. It's your dog's form of a toddler tantrum. I said that. When you take your dog out for a walk and he sees another dog, he goes barking like crazy. It's kind of like your dog's toddler's tantrum. They just may be suffering with some behaviors called barrier frustration. I know that's a term you're not familiar with, barrier frustration. I'll explain when we come up, but if you have one of those dogs that sees another dog and just starts barking like crazy, I think this will make a lot of sense to you as well. Also coming up on the Pet Show today, you know, cats and kittens love to do what I call the infamous paw press, you know, pressing the paws against you. And for years, and we still do think that goes back to the early days where the paw press would actually stimulate the mom to produce more milk. But there's a lot more to that than what we think about needing. There's a lot more to that paw press. I'll share that as well. Also coming up on today's show, if that wasn't enough, is it normal for your puppy or dog to pee when they get excited? You know, people come over to the house, you open the door, and your dog or your puppy pees, like when company comes over. Exactly. Today we're going to take a look at the difference between excitement urination and submissive urination. Now, come on, admit, that's good radio. Excitement peeing and submissive peeing. Real important stuff, though, because so many people live with dogs that do this. People come over, relatives come over, the dog gets so excited, pees. You don't want that to happen. Also coming up on today's show, a recent study placed dogs into 10 types of personalities. We're going to take a look at whether or not your dogs fit into one of those categories, or maybe not. Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued cat is confused about the litter box, that new dog you saved is not housebroken, maybe the dog doesn't get along with other dogs and not thrilled with some of your friends as well, or maybe your dog just believes that if he sees it, he has to hump it, give me a call. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. So every week I come up with a question. This week, I noticed myself sitting down with my guys, Molly and Willie, my two rescues, my adorable two rescues, Molly and Willie, and I was telling them secrets. Yeah, I was telling them secrets. So it kind of prompted in my mind, do you tell your dogs and your cats secrets? I want to know, am I crazy, or do you not tell your dogs and cats secrets? I'm telling you right now, if my dogs had a thumb and they could text, man, would I be in a lot of trouble. So, do you tell your dogs secrets, your cat secrets? You come home from work and you say, oh, man, you cannot believe the people I work with today, man, blah, blah, blah. I want to know, do you tell your pet secrets? Give me a call. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for your buddy, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me take a quick call here. It's not on training or behavior, but let me just see if I can ask this quickly for Sue in California. Hey Sue, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi Warren. Yes, I'm in California. I heard something very troubling in regards to the deer on Catalina Island here in California. They plan to shoot them because there is too many of them. I hope there is a way that they can take care of this problem humanely. This really bothers
me. Let me go over the situation. For those people who don't know about Catalina Island, 26 miles across the sea. Remember the song? Catalina Island is about 26 miles off the coast of, in fact, they got married on Catalina Island. Beautiful, beautiful place. And when people think of Catalina Island, they think of where the boats come in. But they don't know there's a whole other side of Catalina Island where they have a buffalo, and they also have a large number of, deers with long ears. Why am I not thinking the name of it? Anyway, the bottom line is this. There's an overpopulation of deer on Catalina Island right now. And so what they're talking about is opening hunting where people can go onto Catalina Island and kill these deer. Now, these are deer that have been on the island for a long time, and I'm not going to go pro or con hunting. I think everyone knows how I believe about it, but I'm never going to preach about it to you guys. So the bottom line is, I believe that there are other ways that this can be handled. I believe that a lot of these animals can be taken off of the island. I also believe that if people use proper birth control, that they can prevent the overpopulation as well, as they've done in Europe in many different countries. So I think there are other ways that they can handle mule deer. That's what it is, mule deer. I think there are other ways they can be handled. Generally speaking, you know, very often, sometimes the only approach that people take is there's too many, we got to kill them. I believe there's another way, and another way should be presented. I don't believe these mule deer on Catalina Island, who've been living there with people and with other animals for all these years, should be killed just because there's too many. It's not their fault. It's our fault. We gave them the opportunity to breed so much. Let's get some of them off there. Let's do some birth control and see if we can resolve it in a much more positive way. Does that kind of answer your question, Sue?
Sure.
Listen, don't go anywhere, Sue. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you a T-shirt that says none of my friends walk upright, because none of them do. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to take your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, including my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. I got Lucy pet food to give away, copies of my best-selling books, either dog or cat. I got those amazing air horns that everyone should have, those T-shirts you just heard me give one away that says none of my friends walk upright, all natural flea spray, and so much more. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on today's show will get a great gift for their dog or cat. That number, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have Sandy, we got Bruce, we got Carly. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food every single week. And you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food for the last 6 years. Why? Because it is, in fact, that good. And the bottom line is this. Every day I hear from listeners all across the country and Canada thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Food. It's the food I've been feeding my own pets for the last 6 years. And by the way, do you know where your dog or cat food is made? Do you know who makes your dog or cat food? Do you know a lot of these dog food and cat food companies that advertise on TV basically are owned by investment capitalists in the big cities, not by individual people? Now, let me tell you, Lucy Pet Food, my good friend CEO Joey Herrick, the entire staff there, passionate, manufactured their own plant right here in Southern California, the only food I recommend and endorse. In fact, here's a listener and what they said once they started using Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, these are the stories I hear every day. These are actual listeners texting me, emailing me, leaving messages, telling me how thankful they are to find Lucy Pet Food and what a difference they've noticed in their own dogs and cats. And here's the deal. If you go directly to Lucy's website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35. You can order Lucy dry food, the Lucy wet food for your dog or your cat. You can order the kitty lickies. You can order some of their treats, the dog food rolls. Spend just $35, any combination you want at LucyPetProducts.com, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans, I thought he was so pretty.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 hugs and kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in hugs and kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in hugs and kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to hugs and kisses.
The new 4-in-1 hugs and kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Could you use a little extra money right now? If you'd like to borrow up to $100,000 and get pre-approved in minutes, call the number we'll give you at the end of this commercial. Our lending partners have already loaned millions of dollars to individuals just like you, and we're ready to lend you up to $100,000 if you qualify. Even if your credit is not perfect, you could use the money to pay off high-interest credit cards, for home renovations, or consolidate existing debt. You can get flexible, easy-to-pay terms. The consultation to find out if you qualify is free. To find out if you qualify for our special financing program, call this toll-free number 24 hours a day. 800-590-0843. 800-590-0843. 800-590-0843. That's 800-590-0843. Important terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will qualify. Loan amount, annual percentage rate, and term will vary depending on creditworthiness. Applying does not guarantee approval. Account approval is subject to verification and confirmation of your credit history and acceptance by a lender. If you choose to apply for a loan through us, a consumer report will be obtained to evaluate your creditworthiness in connection with your application for credit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Back on the Pet Show, I'm Warren Eckstein. You know, a recent study came out saying there are 10 specific types of personalities in dogs. I want to ask this question. You call me and let me know what if you believe your dog is one of these personality types. There's the dedicated working dog, the guardian dog, the class clown dog, the family dog, the watchdog, the aristocrat, the independent thinker, the social butterfly, the athlete, and the old soul. I'd love to hear from you guys if your dog has one of those personalities or maybe multiple like Sybil. Give me a call, 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. Let me take another call right now. Great calls coming in from Delaware and California and Florida and Illinois. But right now we are going to Bruce in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the Pet Show.
It's wonderful to talk to you, Warren. I have two questions. One, Dexter the dog, a dachshund, 11 years old, really wonderful. He doesn't have any teeth because he lost them. and he has a bad back, but he's a wonderful dog. And when I leave, I try and leave him a peanut butter bong. I put peanut butter in a bong. And
sure.
When I come back, he hasn't eaten it. He waits until I'm there to eat it. And I was wondering if I'm doing something wrong, and he doesn't seem to eat any treats until after.
No. There are certain dogs that are like that. There are certain dogs that don't like to eat by themselves, just that there are certain people that don't like to eat by themselves. Now, he realizes you put down the treat, and he's excited that the treat is there, but it's not uncommon for a dog to leave a treat until their guardian comes home for them to feel comfortable enough to eat it. Now, you said this was a rescue dog, so God knows what he might have been through before you got him, but this is not unusual behavior. Let me ask you a question, though. If you were to put down a treat and go into your room and close the door when you came out, would he eat the treat at that point?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then what I would practice doing, if it's important to you for him to eat the treat, what I would practice is put the treat down, go out the front door, come in the back door. Go out the front door, come in 2 minutes later. Don't overly react if he doesn't eat it, but give him a lot of positive if he does. If it really is annoying that he's not eating it, then that's the way to resolve it. However, it sounds to me like something went on early in his life. Maybe he was born to a large litter of puppies, and therefore he waited to eat last. It could be any number of behavioral reasons that caused this, but if you want to resolve it, that's the way to do it. If not, it's no big deal if he waits for Daddy to come home.
Oh, that's so good. And another question that came up, and this is a big question. My daughter tells me I should play with Dexter, and I don't know how to play with him. I hold him. I take him for rides in his baby carriage. He sleeps with me. I pet him.
Bruce, listen to me, Bruce. Get down on all fours and play with the dog like another dog. That's what I do. And I don't have a pair of pants that doesn't have holes in the knees. Get on the floor, play with him like a dog, take his treats, get him some new toys, put him in your mouth, tease him a little bit. That's how we try to play with a dog the way we want to play with a dog. I encourage people to play with a dog often the way the dog wants to play. How would he play with another dog? Or you don't have to sniff him in inappropriate areas, but you kind of push him and play with him, especially dachshunds. You know, owning a dachshund or living with a dachshund is like living with a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. So your daughter's absolutely right. Especially as they get older, the more you encourage them to play, the more they play, the better off you are. It really adds to their entire life. So, yeah, go ahead and play. Get down on all fours.
Thank you so much.
How old did you say he was, Bruce?
He's about 11 years old.
Okay, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, Bruce. I'm going to send you something called Arthrosoothe Gold. It's specifically made for joints and bones and hips. I give it to my dogs every day. I'm going to send you some Arthrosoothe Gold. It's given like a treat, especially with a dachshund. He's already having trouble with his back. It might be really beneficial. So some Arthrosoothe Gold on its way to you, and I really appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We're going to have to break in a minute. When we come back, we're going to go directly to Carly. We got Elisa in Delaware. We got Sandy in Huntington Beach, California. We got Sue. I think I spoke to Sue, but maybe she has a further question about the deer hunt on Catalina Island. So maybe we'll get back to Sue. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Are you guys afraid to answer my question of the day? Come on now. I told you about my secrets. Do you tell your dog or cat secrets? Had a bad day at the office, don't like your boss, not thrilled with your girlfriend? Do you come back and sit down with your dog or your cat and say, you cannot believe the day I had? Let me tell you about some of the people I work with. You think you have it tough? Listen to me. Do you tell your dog or cat secrets? I want to hear from you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And if you have a dog that barks constantly when you take him for a walk and he sees another dog, it's called barrier frustration. I'll talk about that a little bit later coming up on the show as well. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
And we are back on the Pet Show. All more next time. Great time to give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. A new study published in the academic journal Science found that both dogs and their human companions experience a surge in oxytocin when looking at each other, which proves that when you look at your dog and your dog looks at you, it makes you both feel better. So my question again, another question to you guys, do you feel better when you look at your dog or cat? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let me get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to my friend Sandy. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Thank you, Warren. At some future time, maybe you're going to ask your guest from your prior show about pet transport. Because I've donated in the past. We have pilots who load them up from here, take them to other cities, other states where they are welcomed and adopted. Instead of, you know, I used to think Siaka was great. Watch the Pet Channel. Oh, my God, they're doing such great work. Wrong. They have their youth list. It's like just like all the rest of them, and it just breaks my heart. You know, there are so many people who would welcome the pets. We would
you're absolutely right. And here's the situation. Sometimes there's a lot of dogs in a real rural area where there aren't enough people to adopt. And so what they'll do is they'll take those dogs and bring them to a more suburban or urban area where there are more chances of these dogs being adopted and cats being adopted. There are many organizations out there. There's an organization, for example, called Pilots to the Rescue, which is a nonprofit where volunteer pilots fly around the country to pick up endangered animals and then try to find their forever home. So, yeah, I am a big fan. There are many organizations that do that, and I think it's just a great way to do it. There's always, you know, there's always something that can be done. Everything can't be perfect, but there's always something that can be done a little bit better. And hats off to these pilots. There's a group in California that flies out of, Santa Clarita, an airport up there they fly out of, I believe. Maybe not Santa Clarita, but in that area. So, yeah, there are many organizations where pilots that have their own planes will use their planes on weekends or whatever to fly dogs from one location to another. And I think, in fact, a lot of dogs were flown to the United States, but more on commercial flights after the fires in Lahaina. So, yeah, there are great organizations out there. I'm so glad you brought that up, Sandy, because you're absolutely right. Some of these pilots do an amazing work. You can't always bank on the government to take care of it. It's the volunteers that do the bulk of the work when it comes to saving animals.
And I think the shelters just take the easy way out, quick and easy, done deal. You know, it's disgusting. There was one. It was a mother dog and the puppies, and it came across on an email. Somebody adopt these babies, or they're going to be euthanized today. It's like, excuse me?
Yeah, if people could spend one morning from 4 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the morning, that's when I get up in the morning in my office, looking at the hundreds and hundreds of images I get every day. My wife gets up and she says, Warren, why are you crying already? I mean, just, it's unbelievable. So maybe something good could be done about it. Great call, by the way, Sandy. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send Sandy a t-shirt that says, none of my friends walk upright. Great time to give me a call. I got a line or two open. Pretty rare here on the Pet Show. The phone number, 877-725-8255. There's a couple of different questions out there. Number one is, come on, guys, you don't tell your pets secrets? Come on, fess up. You know you do. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. And the other question that I kind of have from one of the subjects I was talking about is, when you look at your dog or your cat, does it make you feel better? Does it really make you feel better? Am I that eccentric or I'm just saying so? When you look at your dog, you come home after a day's work or a hard day and something's that the world is crazy, you watch TV, you turn on the news, you go, oh man, I can't believe what's going on in the world. Do you find that just looking at your dog or your cat makes you feel better? New studies indicate that looking at your dog or cat not only makes you feel better, but it makes them feel better as well. So that's one of the other questions I'm going to toss out to you guys as well. They say that the oxytocin really increases when you stare at each other. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. So still coming up, if you're one of those people that loves to take your dog for a walk, but when you take your dog for a walk, he sees another dog, and he's just barking like crazy. It's kind of what we call a toddler tantrum. For those parents out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to take a look at that in a little while. It's something that we in the profession, the professionals and trainers and behaviorists, we call it barrier frustration. It's a big word, but it kind of will help you understand exactly why your dog may be doing it, and it's not necessarily the dog's fault. So we're going to talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255.
5255. I'm going to hold off on taking another call till the next break, so I don't want to. So we'll get to you, Carly. We'll get to you, Lisa. But just a reminder that, you know, I get a lot of people during the week saying, you know, where can we get in touch with you during the week? Well, there's a couple of ways you can do it. Number one is you can go to my Facebook page, and I share a lot of information there. It's facebook.com/Warren Pet Talk. Facebook.com/Warren Pet Talk. Now, there's also a lot of videos, literally dozens and dozens of videos. I do them all the time that are available on my YouTube channel. And by the way, you should subscribe to my YouTube channel. Everything there is free, and there's lots of great information, including videos when I was much younger doing the new Mickey Mouse Club. It's kind of interesting to watch that. Anyway, check out YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein, YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein, or check out Instagram at Warren Eckstein as well. Plenty of time. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to all your questions. We got Carly in Shelbyville, Illinois, that has a cat that's scratching. Boy, we can stop that. We got Elisa. I love the name of this. I love Kanakakee. Wasn't that Arlo Guthrie song, Kanakakee, Illinois? Bringing in a couple of, I don't know, maybe it was. Maybe it's just my imagination. Anyway, she's got a collie. 2 weeks in a row, I get calls about collies. I can go a year without hearing about collies, and I love the breed. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. We've got a Havanese calling from Delaware, 877. Well, Havanese is not calling. His guardian is 877-725-8255. I really got the feeling that you guys are fearful. I think you guys are afraid to tell me that you tell your pet secrets. Come on, give me a call. Let me know the truth. 877-725-8255. All right, listen. You've been listening to The Pet Show. The Pet Show, this November, will be our 44th year on the air. I started when I was six, but 44 years on the air. And about 30 years ago, I developed the product. This is vitamin minerals. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm actually going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want you to read it carefully. There's some real interesting points in there in terms of building up the dog's confidence. But what you said to me last makes a major difference. The fact that he's comfortable with you when you're in bed with your wife means that his comfort with your wife reinforces the fact not to be as fearful of you as he was. So little by little, if you move that around to different locations, the backyard, sitting on a beach chair next to your wife, all of those things will make a difference. And I promise you, he'll come around. So give him a big hug and a kiss from me, Victor. Keep me posted. I have a copy of the book. It's going to take maybe 6 to 8 weeks to get to you. But in the meantime, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, there's great advice there in terms of working with the dogs taken from this situation. Great call, by the way, and bless you and your wife for taking this dog in. Hey, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. We got Tom in Texas. We got Lisa also in Delaware, Peter in the great state of Washington. We'll get to all your calls right after this. You know, for years now, you heard me talk about Lucy Pet and why I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet. First of all, let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog or cat food is made? Do you know who makes your dog or cat food? You know, many dog and cat foods are manufactured in plants that make 50, 60, 70 different brands. Let me tell you where Lucy Pet Food's different. Lucy Pet Food has their own manufacturing plant. Not only that, they're one of the only companies that has their own over $1.5 million laboratory, which means they test every single ingredient as it comes into the manufacturing plant and as it goes out. That's why, since I adopted my guys, Molly and Willie, the only food they've been eating was Lucy's Pet Food with that prebiotic balanced fiber. What an incredible company this. That's where your dog food's manufactured, at their own plant right here in Southern California. I've been there many times. Amazing people with the same passion for animals as you and I have. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear from a listener and what they said once they switched their pets to Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
Those are the calls I get every day from people who try Lucy Pet Food and fall in love with it. At least their pets fall in love with it anyway. And here's the deal. If you go directly to Lucy's website, LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. You can order there. Their dog food, wet or dry. Their cat food, wet or dry. Their kitty lickers. You can order their dog food rolls, which are amazing. Just go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend $35 and free shipping. Spend $35 and shipping is free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com today. You'll be happier and your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
School is back in session. Unwind with the kids at the end of the day with the Nintendo Switch family of systems and games everyone can enjoy. Choose a game system that fits your family, like Nintendo Switch and the Nintendo Switch OLED model, both great for playing on TV and on the go, or Nintendo Switch Lite for handheld mode. Navigate through the dangers of Hyrule in The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom game, or check out the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass DLC and race your way through 48 additional courses from the Mario Kart series. Work together to command small plant-like creatures and explore a mysterious planet in the Pikmin 4 game. Or dive into Minecraft. Discover two modes that allow you to build fantastical creations and experience epic adventures. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Full version of game required to use DLC for that game. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Game, systems, DLC, and some accessories sold separately.
Rated E to E10+.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Actually, I love my dog a little bit more than I love you. Hey, we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Lisa, Peter, and Tom will get to your calls, I promise. But I got to share this story. I was just talking to my engineer off camera. I got this story this week, and I have to share it with you. You know,
pet guardians are willing to shell out a lot of money to find out the DNA of their dog. What kind of breeds are their dogs mixed with? And one of a reporter recently spent a lot of money to find out what her dog was mixed with, and it came back with certain results. She said, you know what, I'm going to try something different. So she said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my own human DNA, and I'm going to send it to the same company that did my dog's DNA. So this reporter took her own DNA, she swabbed her mouth, I guess, and took her own DNA, sent it into the company that does nothing but DNA for dogs to determine what mix they are, and she sent her human DNA, and her human DNA came back telling her she was 28% Bulldog, 40% Border Collie, and 32% Cane Corso. She said some people might agree. She joked about it, but that's interesting. So how legitimate are these DNA tests if she could send in human DNA and come back telling her she was mixed with three different breeds of dogs? The phone number here, 877-725-8255. The phones are jamming. I'm going to get to all your calls. We got a whole other hour after this to talk about. But again, I want to toss this out to you. The concept is this week, if anyone wants to ask about the dog bite that took place at the Lighthouse, I've been talking about it all week on national shows all across the country, and my opinion is a lot different than other people's opinions. This is not a problem dog. This is a dog that was given all these problems, and they handled it totally incorrectly. And maybe in the second hour I'll have time and I'll explain to you what I would have done a lot differently with the dog. And the first thing right off the bat is they sent the dog away to be trained. The education of a dog should always be done in the environment where the dog's going to live. At the kennel, there wasn't Secret Service people going like crazy. There weren't people running around like nuts in suits and ties. And Secret Service people, as you know, they're pretty stoic. So the bottom line is a lot of things done to resolve these issues. I just hope everyone understands this is not a problem dog. It's a problem of the people that are with the dog, not the dog itself. Agree or disagree, give me a call. We got a whole other hour to talk about it. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let me take a quick break now. We'll get back to your phone calls. If I don't get to your call this hour, I promise I'll get to it in the next hour. If I have to cut all my subjects, I will. I want to get to Tom and Linda in New Jersey and Lisa in Delaware, Peter in Washington, Elise in Illinois. I want to get to all your calls right after this. The phone number, 877-725-8255. But right now, let me take a quick break and I'll tell you why. There are many organizations out there asking for your money. Let me tell you about one that I've known of for a long, long time. If you absolutely knew, if you were positive that every dollar you donated would change the destiny of cats and dogs that were thrown out of cars, tossed into the wild, in the forest, in the cities, on the streets, all across America. Isn't that a legacy you would want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 43 years, Delta Rescue and my good friend Leo Grillo would never be able to do the absolutely life-saving work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta Rescue is the group that really deserves your dollars. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. See, a bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals when they need it now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going to the animals. But I get it. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just safe, not just healthy, not even just happy, but actually loved. You heard me. I said the L word. Loved for the first time in their life. I urge you to go to their website, read the individual story, see the photos of all of these animals that were rescued. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or you can make a donation there as well, or if you prefer, you can text them directly. So text DOGS to 801-801. That's DOGS to 801-801. Put a smile on their faces. They deserve it. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
at Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is...
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Here's the deal. I got like a minute and a half left before I got a break for the top of the hour. We're just going to break for a couple of seconds. So when we come back, I'm going to leave my calls exactly as they are. We're going to go exactly in order. We got Lisa. We have Peter in Washington. We have Tom in Texas. Linda in New Jersey. Elise in Illinois. I'm going to get to all of your calls, so be patient with me. We're just going to break for the top of the hour just for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get right back to your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And by the way, you guys have some great questions, and I hope you get some great responses to my questions as well. Now, I was talking earlier because I've gotten so many calls this week from different shows asking me my opinion in terms of what took place at the White House with the dog biting the 11th time. And I told them there was a lot of mistakes made, but please don't blame the dog. Everyone seems to blame the dog, a bad dog. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. They made a lot of mistakes. When I say they, those that walk upright made a lot of mistakes. This is not a problem dog at all. And then I heard someone say that no one should own German Shepherds. The most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I've worked with them on every continent. Amazing dogs. This German Shepherd included. He was just not educated properly and socialized properly. That's why he has the issue. Can be resolved, and I hope they resolve it. And the dog goes on to live a happy, healthy life. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Jumping on the bed, no more monkey jumping on the bed, no more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed, one fell off and bumped his head. Mommy called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Registered trademark of S.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.